The Haftarah of Parshas Noach, Yeshaya HaNavi refers to the Shvua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore he would never again bring a Mabel, and he uses that Shvua to Mechazik B'nai Yisrael. But an interesting thing, when he refers to the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made not to bring another Mabel, instead of calling it Mei HaMabel, he has a new name for the Mabel. In Chumash, yes, it's called the Mei Mabel, but in the Haftarah, he calls it Mei Noach. And the Zohar HaKadosh asks, what is this new name, Mei Noach? Why is it called the Waters of Noach? Should just be known as Mei Mabel. The Zohar HaKadosh is quite famous, answers that there is a taina on Noach, a complaint against Noach. Noach knew there was a Mabel coming, says the Zohar, even though he was a tzaddik, Tamim Hayu B'Dereisav, incredible tzaddik, but he was a tzaddik kind of li'atzmai, and he did not daven for the people of his generation. Says the Zohar, since he didn't daven for the people of his generation, and he could have stopped it if he would have davened, so that's why the Mabel is known as Mei Noach. Now, I'd like to share with you a further application of this Zohar connected to a Rashi in this week's parasha. Pasuk says, "Vayovei Noach uvana v'ishtoi unshevana v'itoi elateva b'pnei mea mabel." Noach and his sons, and the woman also, Noach's wife and his sons' wives, came into the teva b'pnei mea mabel. And Rashi says, Noach uvanav, says Rashi, the men, separate from the women, went into the teva, because they were not allowed to be together during the Mabel. Because the world was in tzar. That's the halacha discussed at Shulchan Aruch. And then the next Rashi, when it says, Mabel, says Rashi, af Noach b'ktani emuna haya. Noach actually, his emuna was a little bit small. It wasn't as big as you would expect. Mamin ve'enay mamin. He believed, but he didn't believe. Sheyavei ha-mabel. Le'nichas ha-teva ad she'dachkuhu ha-mayim. He didn't go in until he was forced inside by the water. So, when it says in the pasuk, b'pnei me ha-mabel, it means literally the water had to push him in, otherwise he wasn't going in. Now, the Be'er Basada, one of the Mefarshim on Rashi, he actually points out a very interesting thing, that this second shot, which seems to be negative, and seems to be belittling slightly Noach's emuna, and says that even though Noach had emuna, however, it wasn't on par with what it should have been. It's considered miktani emuna. It's considered a lower level of emuna. So the Be'er Basada says that goes with the mahalach of Noach. When Chazal wanted darshan l'gnai, you know at the beginning of the parsha, we're told yesh darshan l'shvach, v'yesh darshan l'gnai, on the pasuk when it says tamu haya b'dayrei sav. There's two ways of looking at it. You can look at it as a way, as if the pasuk is completely saying in his dar he was great, and the dar of Noach would have been even greater. The dar of Avrami would have been greater. Or you could say l'gnai, say, yeah, in his dar, such a bad dar, he comes out okay. He's a tzaddik tamim for his dar. But if he would have been in the time of Avram, he wouldn't have been considered very much. So the Be'er Basada says, L'chaira, we have here a continuation of that machlaikis. Because the Rashi that says that he was ketani emuna is going with the shita that's darshaning l'gnai, that says that there was something problematic with his emuna. But the man the Yerman has darshan the shvach, actually there's an alternative shot in the words b'pnei meha mabel. What's that alternative shot in p'nei meha mabel? That will be the Rashi before. The Rashi before said that why was the Noach uvanav? Why were the men alone? Why were the women alone? Because the world was in tzar. Well, that will be another shot in the words b'pnei meha mabel. Means Noach and the women stayed separate because Me'amal, because of the situation of the Mabel, because of the Tsar. That's if you darshan the Shvach. If you darshan the Gnai, then the reason why says Ve'emei HaMabel, to say there was something wrong with his Amunah. Now, even if you go with the Eish Tarshon L'Gnai, that there's something lacking in his Amunah, Ketani Amunah, we still have to understand. First of all, the Torah testifies that he is a Tzadik Tamim. And more so, the Torah also says, Esalikim Tzalach Noach. But more so, for 120 years, Noach sat and built a Teva. And he did it in the face of scorn and mockery. And anybody who asked him, he would explain to them. Maybe he didn't go around actively to be master people, Betshuva. But if he came to him, then he would respond and he would explain. So just to say that he's Ketani Amunah, Mani Ve'en Amamin, is very, very severe to explain. And many Mepharshim discuss this. Maybe one at a time, or maybe you want to look up. I can just tell you, Rabbi Ruchim has a Pshat and Das Torah. And Rasmus Vachfeigel, Rabbi Chatzkel, the Alter from the Vardik, all the Bali Musa speak about it. But I want to share with you today a little bit what the Gedolei Chassidus say, Talmidei Magen Mizritch and others. So I'm going to begin with the words of the Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Mebradishev, who he says, we have to understand why Noach, of course, you know, wasn't going to the Mabel right away until the water pushed him in. And he says the following thing, amazing thing. The Gemara tells us that Nebuchadnezzar, says in Daniel, sang Shira when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved. And there's psukim here and there in Daniel, we have coming out of the mouth of that horrible Rasha Nebuchadnezzar, destroyer of the Beit HaMikdash, where he's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he gets impressed from wonderful deeds. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be Magane, wanted to knock out, wanted to deface, insult the Shiras HaShvachas of David HaMelech. And he almost managed to deface the Shiras HaShvachas of David HaMelech, to kind of like put them down, push them out of the way, until, says the Gemara, Malach came and slapped him in his face. Because we didn't want to hear, the Shemayim didn't want to hear praises from Nebuchadnezzar. But really, his praises were going to be quite effective in degrading and putting down the praises of David HaMelech. And Rashash already asked on the Gemara, how's it Shaykh, to put down the praises of the holy David HaMelech. So Levi Yitzchak Mebradishev says an amazing pshat. He says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, but we'll just, many places, but we'll just show one of them, Ritzon Yireiv Yaseh. So he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run the world, and you have the tzaddikim and the people who daven involved in how the world evolves. Involved in how the world evolves. In other words, what's going to happen in the world is based very much on the Yirei Hashem and those that daven and those that have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem has the world running a certain way, but when the Yirei Hashem, those that fear Hashem, ask and they say, we want this to happen, that to happen, and you make it come true. The world was running in this way, and then someone goes along and davens, the world takes a turn this way. Hashem allows the people who daven, the tzaddikim, and anybody who has a sincere tefillah, to have a say in the output of what the world is doing. So, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mebradishev, Nebuchadnezzar was worried that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt by tzaddikim who are going to beg Hashem for it to be rebuilt. And therefore, his praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were the opposite of David HaMelech's. His praises were to the point that, Hashem, you are the greatest, and don't let anybody tell you what to do. That was his form of Shavach. And Shavach is almost always accepted in Shemayim. So the Mashal is a Pasuk in Daniel Hay, Daniel Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Parak Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Pasuk says, V'chol dare ara kilach hashivin. Everyone in the world is nothing compared to you. Uchemitz b'yei avid b'chel Shemayim. And like your will, that's what you do in Shemayim. V'dare ara, and here in the world. You do what you want. There's no one who can protest against you. Tell you what to do, Hashem. You have the final say. In other words, you destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because you're the greatest. And if this praise would have been accepted, then there would be a mahalach that no more tzaddik goyzer v'akadosh baruch u'makayim. No more tzaddikim going against gzeiris rois through their tefillah. No more Klai Yisrael ba'achdus noira with a tremendous achdus b'mevatel agzera ve'eis ratzon when they daven together with the minyan v'kedusha v'tahara and all different special moments. No more. Nebuchadnezzar would have been Megana, the Tefillah of David HaMelech. So that needed to be stopped. But that's what he wanted to do. It says, Rebbe Yitzchak, now we understand, Noach was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik davening, you know, for his maybe personal needs here and there. But we don't find that he davened, like the Zohar says, May Noach, a tain on him. He didn't daven for Klal Yisrael. For his generation, for the Dar HaMabel. He didn't daven for them. Now we know, actually, everybody knows, that Avram Avinu davened for Stein. Now Stein stood for everything Avram Avinu stood against. Avram Avinu was Isha Chesed, Stein was anti-Chesed. It was a country, it was illegal to do Chesed. It was nigzer for them to be destroyed. And Avram Avinu still davened for them. Moshe Rabbeinu heard that Klal Yisrael is going to be destroyed, he's going to be the new one, and he still davened for them. Ad kedei kach, Tikkuni Zohar says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheini, Nami Sifracha, Mecheini is the same letters as the words in this Haftira, Mei Noach. He says, I don't want to go where Noach went. I don't want to be the one to not daven. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mecheini, he's trying to mesakin this fallacy, if we're allowed to say, of Noach, who didn't daven. But says of Levi Yitzchak, why didn't he daven? Because he didn't believe that his tefillos would work. That's mamin ve'einoy mamin. He believes that the mabul is going to happen. Ve'einoy mamin in his koyach to mevatal the tefillah. So now we have a pshat in Rashi. What does it mean, mamin ve'einoy mamin? Ktani emuna? Because he didn't believe that part of what Hashem wants in running this world is Ritzon Yireyev Yaseh. The Farish Lemin for Adamsk goes in a very, very similar way, and he says, that the Gemara tells us in a number of places that a tzaddik could be a shutif in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis, and many Yidden could. L'mashal, if you say Vayechulu, the Gemara says in Shabbos, you become a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Gemara says a Dayan, who's done Din Emes Lamita Shel Torah, is a shutif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem wants that we should be partners in how the world is going to go. So Hashem makes a Gzeirah Ra, and he's expecting and hoping. The expectation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we should go along. And David mevatel that gzeirah. But Noach was a mamin. He believed it was a mabul. The ain't a mamin. He didn't believe there's anything he could do about it. He said it was a lost cause. It was hopeless. And therefore, Noach didn't believe in the koyach of his tefillah. And he went in David. And therefore, we'll just fear ice. According to this mahalach of Levi Yitzchak, he says that he only went in pnei mea mabul because he, first of all, doubted, you know, will I be able to stop it? Will I not be able to stop it? He didn't realize that he had the koyach to stop it. That's really what Hashem wanted. And he says, Levi Yitzchak says, that Noach knew that Hashem didn't want to destroy the world, but Rai Hashem told him to make a teva. Well, he says, I'm no greater than anybody else. I'm terrible. I don't deserve that you should listen to my tefillah. I'm a Rasha, thought Noach in his Anivus, which is very, very nice, but not what you need to save the world. That's what he thought. He said, well, Hashem doesn't want to destroy the world, and I'm not better than anybody else. Hashem will end up saving everybody. This was some of the thoughts that the tzaddikim say went through Noach's head, and therefore he didn't go in until the last moment, because mamin ve'einay mamin. He believed in the mabul, 100% believed. Tzaddik tam v'hayah, there's no question. He had a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew the mabul was going to happen, but he didn't believe that Hashem would want him, or that he has the ability, or the koyach of tefillah, to be able to stop the mabul from happening. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. This is how the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak and the Farish Shlaima explain. Interesting, I'm going to share with you two other great admirers from the Hasidic world, the Kadosh Samagin in Avodah Yisrael, and the Ohev Yisrael from Apta. And they have kind of an opposite, but it's really the same mahalach. They say the same thing. Because Hashem Baruch Hu created the world, and Hashem wants that people should get involved and stop them and stop the gzeira rois. Hashem makes gzeira. What Hashem wants is he's waiting and hoping is that we're going to go over and put an end to the gzeira. And that reason why Hashem made the gzeira was just that we should get closer to him and wake up and get much more involved and not be as passive. But they learned that Noach actually made this attempt. And they learned that Noach was thinking through his emunah, through his chus, he'll be able to stop the mabul. I'll explain to you what they say. The Vayis Yisrael says, and the Ohev Yisrael says something very similar, that the word emunah, says the Ayyub Yisrael, he actually brings this from Richa, from Zlatchev. The word Amunah also means to raise, to bring up. L'mashal, Vayhi, Oymein es Hadassah. Mordechai raised Esther. He drew her out, brought out her kaychas. Ma'amein means to train someone. So he says that Amunah doesn't just mean to believe. Amunah also means to draw something into becoming real. In other words, something has potential, and Amunah makes it become real. I heard there's many, many stories, even with a Chazon Ish, who, I heard this from Rabbi Eliyahu Golubkin, he said, story with a Chazon Ish. So he went to the Chazon Ish for a bracha. The Chazon Ish said, I can't make things happen. And the woman said, I have a Messiah that, B'schus HaTorah, you could do it. And the Chazon Ish went along and made a nes and a fly through a mezuzah. And the point is, and the Meshech Chochma says this also in Parshas Vayera, B'schus believing in a tzaddik, this is Meshech Chochma in the Parshas Vayera, in B'schus believing in a tzaddik, nisim happen. In B'schus believing the Kedusha of a tzaddik and the Kesha of the tzaddik, things can happen. Which means to say, is that Emunah makes things become true. So says the Ayyub Yisrael, Noach was scared to believe in the Mabul. He knew deep down the Mabul is going to happen. But he said, if I actually believe in it, then I'm making the Mabul happen. I'm bringing it into Lamaisa. And therefore he tried to like say, no, Hashem wouldn't do it. Hashem's not going to do that. And in the words of the Baruch Yisrael, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Racham of HaKol Maisav. Hashem's not going to make the actual Mabul come true. Hashem's going to for sure be Mali Rachimim. Mamish, the same thing, even in the Nachas Yaakov, the Baal Nesivitz HaMishpat, the famous Nesivitz Chavis Das, Rabbi and his Pirush on Chumash says the same thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Rachmav. He's for sure going to have Rachman at the last moment. We all know that the Mabul began as Mei Gishamim, began as Gishmei Bracha, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu was actually hoping that it would all turn out well. That was what Hashem was expecting. But the Svarim say, V'hinani, listen to this, V'hinani Mashchisam Esa Aretz. I'm going to be destroying the world, Esa Aretz, through the humble ones. Going back to the Kushas Levi's Mahalach, because he's so humble, he's not going to even daven. He doesn't think he has the power to do anything with his tefillah. But they learned that he was on the side of trying to control himself, not to believe in it too much, because he was sure HaKadosh Baruch would make it work out. So, it's very interesting, because all these Mefarshim, Kushas Levi, Teferet Shleima, Ayyub Yisrael, Avot Yisrael, even the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat, Rav Yaakov Lever Baram Felisa, our great-great-great-grandfather, they all learn that Mamon Ve'ena Mamon doesn't diminish at all his Amunah, that every word of Hashem is going to come true. Just, there was different cheshbonos where he could have stopped it, or he didn't think it would actually come to happen because Hashem is going to have Rachmanis. But which way to actually learn? There are Yesh Darshan, the Gnai Yesh Darshan, the Shraf. Some are putting Noach a little bit on the negative side, which seems to be more the sheet of the Zayir HaKadosh that has a tain on him for not davening, says you could have davened more. Or these others who said that Noach actually was really hoping it would all work out for the best, Hashem's going to be Michael, or that if he doesn't believe it enough, then Hashem's going to go along and be Mevater on this. The Avodah Yisrael brings the Zayir maybe a little bit the other way. The Idra writes, Soid Hashem L'Reyav. The Idra says Hashem reveals all the secrets to those that fear him. Hashem doesn't make anything happen, ever, Xayira, until the Yirei Hashem agreed to it. I'm going to read you the words. V'ad loy askimu, until the Yirei Hashem are maskim, loy nachsin dina la'alma. The din can't come down to the world. A frightening thought. So, therefore, Noach was ein aman. He says, no, I don't want to believe it's going to happen, because then maybe it's going to actually be part of it happening. But Noach wasn't enough against the richness that was going on. Avraham Avinu couldn't save five cities. Noach couldn't save the whole entire world. So, let's go back. Let's finish. Noach, miktani amuna hoya. Mamma ve'ed amam. There's no question. Noach had 100% full amuna that there's a mabul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was threatening with and that it could actually come to pass. But ein mamin. Some say ein mamin means that he didn't believe that his tefillah could do something to stop it. Or some say, Eina Mamin, he thought maybe through his sitka, through his tefillah, or through his not focusing too much on the ra, maybe he would be able to go along and stop it. Until there was no choice, he had to go inside. But what comes out from this is we really, I think, very often don't really think that our tefillah could do that much. Maybe I hope when we're together with the minyan, everybody together, we say Chazal speak about the Mordei Koyach Eis Ratzon. Dirshu Hashem Bihimatzik Ubi Eis Akarv. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah is not just Saris Mei Tshuva, is equivalent to all year round whatever you daven with the minyan. But every time that we have an ability to go along and say another capital Tehillim, to go along and daven, and we're like, what can my tefillah do? Are we perhaps falling in this problem of Noyach, of Mei Noyach? Not believing enough, mamin ve'ina mamin, that we can't daven enough. We don't really believe as much as we should in the koyach of our tefillahs. We have to know that Rabbi Yishlam is waiting for our tefillahs, especially if it's a sincere tefillah. Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol sheikru'u ve'emes ritzoyin yirei av yasa. Like we said, it says it right next to it. Ritzoyin yirei av yasa. Because Baruch Hu is waiting for the ritzoyin yirei av yasa, and that's what Hashem is going to do. And the gezeirah is only until we go along and daven. The gezeirah is set up that we should go along and daven. Sometimes the point of the whole gezeirah is, like the Medrash says, Hashmini is kelek, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear our voice. We should be zeiche to daven, to kir, and get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be zeiche to Gula. Have a good Shabbos. Kol tov to everybody.